From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says the disparity between what small and large businesses pay for health insurance for their employees is unsustainable. In his weekly radio and internet address, Mr. Obama said the legislation now before Congress to overhaul the nation's health care system would address that problem, but Republicans in their address disagreed. NPR's Barbara Klein has more.
The president said small businesses pay far more for health coverage than big companies do.
Small businesses pay up to 18% more for the very same health insurance plans, costs that eat into their profits and get passed on to their employees.
But in the GOP response, Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington State called House Democratic health care proposals a prescription for disaster.
The House Democrats' plan also will add $239 billion to our deficit. $239 billion more tacked onto the tab we're passing along to our children and grandchildren.
Leading GOP House members have invited small business owners to meet with them on Tuesday. Barbara Klein, NPR News, Washington.
Protesters gathered at rallies in dozens of cities around the world today to demand that Iran's government release hundreds of opposition supporters who've been detained since that country's disputed presidential election. One of the rallies was in New York City. In Iran, the opposition is calling on senior clerics to take a stand as well after one of those detained died in prison. Dale Gavlak reports.
A reformist website said the son of an advisor to defeated conservative candidate Mohsen Rezai was killed in a Tehran prison after he was detained in post-election unrest. Rights groups say hundreds of people, including senior pro-reform activists, journalists, and intellectuals, were arrested. The opposition hopes that enlisting the support of the clerics will provide an effective counterweight to Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei, who has the final say in political matters. But Khamenei has dismissed claims that President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad won the election through massive vote fraud. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak Naman.
An eastern province in Afghanistan was attacked by Taliban suicide bombers today. Most of the attackers were killed before they could detonate explosives. One did manage to trigger a blast that wounded two policemen. U.S. Envoy Richard Holbrooke met with Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai and his two main challengers in advance of next month's presidential election there. Holbrooke said it's extraordinary to hold an election in the midst of a war.
Everybody knows that no election can be perfect. And this election is facing many complex challenges.
Holbrooke was speaking to reporters in Kabul. The astronauts aboard the space shuttle Endeavour were given a day off today. That comes after a challenging series of spacewalks outside the International Space Station. This is NPR News from Washington. No one was injured today when an American Airlines jetliner made an emergency landing at Boston. The plane turned back to its departure point after the smell of smoke was detected in one of the restrooms on board. The plane was en route to San Juan, Puerto Rico. Five people are in critical condition after a single-engine aircraft crashed this morning in northwestern Oklahoma City. As Kurt Gortney reports with member station KGOU, the plane was trying to make an emergency landing.
The Beach Bonanza airplane crashed just outside an Oklahoma City bank while trying to land on a major thruway. A Federal Aviation Administration spokesman said the pilot reported engine problems just after takeoff from Wiley Post Airport, located about a mile from the crash site. Authorities say the pilot was trying to return to the airport when the plane hit two trees before crashing into the ground. Paramedics and an ambulance driving near the area witnessed the crash and were on the scene immediately. No one on the ground was injured, even though the area is home to many shops and businesses. The FAA says the plane was headed to Enid, Oklahoma, about 100 miles from Oklahoma City. The FAA is investigating the reason for the crash. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Gwartney in Choctaw, Oklahoma.
Alberto Contador of Spain is poised to win the Tour de France. He has the leader's jersey heading into tomorrow's largely ceremonial finish. Lance Armstrong is in third place. Armstrong says he has no regrets about his performance, though, because he says even at his peak, he may have lost to Contador.
Contador is that good. So I don't see how I would have been higher than that.
Armstrong returned to cycling's top race this year after a 3.5-year retirement. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.